With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Proponents of a proposed Montana bill meant to address the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women today say they now believe that it has been amended to become toothless. Kevin Trevlin reports.
As originally drafted, Hannah's Act would have directed the State Department of Justice to hire a missing persons specialist to coordinate with local, state, federal, and tribal law enforcement on cases, the idea being to improve response times by smoothing over jurisdictional issues. But the bill has since been amended to read the department may hire the position, not shall. An appropriation of $100,000 was also stricken. Claim Deer Representative Ray Peppers said in a Senate Finance and Claims hearing Monday that essentially guts the legislation.
There's not much to it anymore, but I'm asking that possibly we find a way to get everything back in there. Because in reality, you can't put a price on life or death, and this is what it's about.
Hannah's Act was named for Hannah Harris, a 21-year-old Native woman who went missing on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in 2013 and was found murdered several days later. Liz Bangeter with the State Department of Justice told committee members her department could, quote, suck it up and find money internally to hire a missing persons specialist, but that it would be difficult to find strong candidates without permanent funding beyond the next 2 years. Apart from funding, the committee briefly discussed incorporating a bill by Senator Jason Small that would create a missing Indigenous persons task force and establish a grant program for tribal colleges to create a related database. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.